My handle is Exhibitor. This show is about what's in my bag. This is my second effort at a show. I urge others to give it a try. It's not all that hard, and the people at HPR really help out. So, what's in my bag? My bag is a leather briefcase-style bag with 5 compartments. I always get them with 5, because then I can consistently organize my things, whether it's a new bag or an old bag or a transferred stuff. The bag has 2 compartments that are smaller, zippered, and the one at the back is where I'm going to start. I have a magnetic card in there, which is necessary for me to get in and out of the compound where I'm living right now. Because the card is in there by itself, I can just hold the briefcase up to the card reader and boom, the door opens and I'm in. This is really an advantage because it's tough to drop the card or lose it since it never comes out of that that section of the case. If I have to, I can open the zipper all the way and that compartment is big enough that I can put in a file folder vertically and carry papers securely that way so they don't get crushed, messed up. Now, the main compartment in the middle has 3 parts. The first part is a laptop section. Right now, I don't have a laptop small enough to go into that bag, but I do have a tablet. That means that there's enough room that I can put in the tablet and its little stand, as well an extra pair of headphones and occasional loose gear I'm dragging around with me, like a mini keyboard if I am going to have to do a lot of typing. It's a foldable Bluetooth keyboard, and all of that stuff just slots in there. In the middle, it's much more open. I keep my wallet, but I also carry a 1 terabyte drive, and that represents a full backup of my laptop. This is my weak version of off-site backup. It isn't really off-site all the time, but mostly it is. If it isn't off-site, neither am I, so I'm there, so it isn't going to get stolen or disappear or get damaged. I'm going to be there. I'll know about it. The main compartment is big enough to also take a case for extra pair of glasses and a coin purse. The coin purse, though, is full of USBs. I like to carry them with me. I think of them as my tool set, and I have a bunch because where I am, they're quite cheap. I have 3 SanDisk. One is a SanDisk slide model, and I have portable apps on there. That means if I'm using an unfamiliar computer and the version of Windows, it's almost always Windows, won't run my version of a PowerPoint, I can put in a portable app and use the Office Suite to carry on with my presentation. I also have a media player on there and a web surfer. I have a few documents saved on there, but mainly it's just to have the apps. I find this is a very big help when you're forced to work at different computers and you can never be sure if the particular file you've got is going to run on the particular software they've got. I also have a SanDisk with a Win7 install on it. I can run a clean version of Windows and install it onto a computer if I need to. The version is a legal version, so it can be registered if the person I'm giving it to has a legal version and they can input their license and key numbers. I also have a SanDisk that's called a Blade. On it, I'm carrying right now the Mint 15 install. I'm not totally confident in Mint 15 yet because it's still in beta. So I'm also carrying a Kingston USB and it's got Mint 14 on it. I find these really helpful because you can slap in the USB, boot from it, and check the hardware on a computer to see if it's a hardware problem or a software problem. I find that that speeds up diagnostics for me a great deal. I'm only helping out friends. I don't mess with their hardware, so it's really helpful for me to know fast if it's a hardware issue, in which case I'm done, or if it's a software and they need some help tweaking things. Before I will put any of my precious USBs into such a computer, though, I run Microsoft Security Essentials over the computer. It's not ideal, but it's clean and it's better than nothing. I can then put in a USB with reasonable confidence that it will still work when I take it out. I'm also at the moment carrying another Kingston with Ubuntu 12 on it. A lot of people are willing to use Linux if they can see how easy it is to use. I like the version 12, so I tend to show it to people can let them play around with it conveniently enough. That's how I got into Linux. If you heard my other podcast, you'll know that. Last of all, in the Kingston lineup, and there are four, I have a disk drive checker. So this is one that'll go over and look for bad sectors and otherwise check out the spin disks, or it'll do an SSD as well, and I can also check peripherals if we plug them into the computer before I boot up, of course. I have a Geil, G-E-I-L, which is a local product, and it actually works very well. I bought it because it has a super heavy metal case. I mean, you could take this thing, throw it at a wall, and leave a dent on the wall. It's so ridiculously overdone that I had to have it. Right now I'm carrying TK3 on it, so if I need DOS-based programs of the type, I've got them with me. Finally, I have a little Toshiba USB, and mainly I'm carrying the files that I might need at work or I'm going to give to people or whatever that may be. So that coin purse is pretty well stuffed. But I like carrying the USBs this way because the coin purse offers them a bit of protection. It's waterproof. I like to think it cuts down on the dust and lint. Also, it means it's easy for me to find the USBs because they're all sitting there in a little coin purse in that main compartment. Usually, I also discover in the bottom of that compartment multiple pens that I thought had disappeared, loose change, because I'm impatient when I'm getting the change, I tend to just grab it and drop it into that main compartment. It's not going anywhere. But I also have something that I think others should look into. I always carry a jeweler's loop. The thing with the jeweler's loop is they're quite small, but the magnification rate is very high. So if you're looking at those teeny tiny model numbers on something, you can expand them magnify them in effect, and see them quite easily. Also, as I'm aging, I find it's helpful for reading very small print, such as the sort you get on the boxes that this or that you're buying might come in. I find it helpful to check out the specs and the details of a product that I'm purchasing for my computer. I have a phone pocket in there. It's elasticized, so when the phone goes in, it's a little bit of a drag to get it in, but when it's in, it stays there. I can turn my bag over and shake it, and that phone goes nowhere. I really recommend that. I often carry an extra set of glasses and a tiny little box of screwdrivers. They're magnetized, which is helpful when you're taking out drives from a computer tightening them up or whatever. The screwdrivers are quite small, nice little set, different heads, and the whole thing is a little bit bigger than a cigarette package. The last section of the main compartment is zippered, so if I've got anything valuable that I really cannot lose, it goes in there and I can zip it down. I don't think a pickpocket could get at it, as I have to do all to plant one foot on it to get the zipper to slide. The side of the case is fairly loose, and the zipper tends to get jammed because it sort of wrinkles up when you try to pull it. So you need two hands and zip it along. I think that makes it pretty impervious from pickpockets. In the front compartment, it's shallow, but it's a bit baggy. So in there, I have a tether which has my keys on it. The beauty of a tether is that you just loop your finger around the tethered part, and the keys are up in your hand, and you can open the door or whatever, and then you cannot drop your keys, not unless you drop your whole bag. I'm not saying I've never done it, I'm just saying it doesn't happen as often as dropping a set of keys does. Again, it's impossible to walk away and leave your keys in a door, because you are tethered to the door. So I really recommend these for people who have who are key impaired, such as myself. I have a card reader in there. Right at the moment, it's carrying an 8 GB card, but it's handy to have in case I need to help someone transfer photos from their camera or whatever. People forget that the camera storage isn't a simple USB you can just jam into any computer you're close by. I have a Bluetooth toggle. I find that very helpful because if I need to upload or download something from my phone or my tablet, and I don't happen to have all the cables with me, I can slap in the Bluetooth toggle, establish a connection, and then go ahead and transfer that way. I've done it a fair bit. It saved me from having to go all the way back home and get something more times than I care to admit. I really recommend the little toggle. They're dirt cheap, and it just lives there in my bag. It's no problem at all. I do also keep a simple paper notebook in there. I like to get the ones with the spiral bindings so they lay flat, and a plastic cover. That way they don't get messed up in the rain as much. I find that sometimes you just can't type on a touch screen. You have nowhere to set up your little Bluetooth keyboard. You're stuck. It's handy to have a spiral notebook with a pen jammed down in the spiral. Then that way, if something hits you, you remember something, or you fear you're going to forget something, you have a place to put it no matter where you are, unless, of course, you're in the dead dark. Yes, I do have a flashlight. It's a little bit bigger than my thumb, and it's an LED flashlight, and I can use that if indeed it is dead dark. Of course, the phone will give a fair amount of light, as will the tablet screen, but if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you really don't want to run your battery down unless you absolutely have to. So that's it. That's my bag. Almost all of the bags that I have are the same, as I say, and that helps me with organization. So when I'm looking for something in a hurry, I can find it. Oh, gee, and one more thing in the front. A bottle opener. A real lifesaver. So that's what's in my bag. I hope you will do your own podcast so I can find out what's in your bag. These podcasts I find are a lot of fun to listen to. Thanks for listening to mine.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.